This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, a lot of ground covered in this joint press conference. Let's start, though, with the most urgent threat, and that is, of course, North Korea. President Trump saying that they are behaving in a very dangerous manner and that there are going to be real consequences for that bad behavior. Now, the very first question that President Trump was asked is, are you willing and ready to launch military action against them? Well, President Trump responded by saying, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't like to draw red lines. But he did say that I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. As for what those severe things are, he says he doesn't like to talk about it, though he did say this. Listen.
We'll just take a look at what happens over the coming weeks and months with respect to North Korea. It's a shame that they're behaving this way, but they are behaving in a very, very dangerous manner, and something will have to be done about it.
Now, the other big issue that came up at this press conference was, of course, Russia and the allegations of Russian meddling in the U.S. election. President Trump said definitively that he said, I think it was Russia that was behind this Russian meddling, this interference in the U.S. election. But he also said something that he said in the past, and that, well, he thinks it was Russia. He also says he thinks that it could be others, other countries as well. And at this press conference today, President Trump also took another big swipe at his predecessor, former President Barack Obama. Listen to this.
Obama, when he was president, found out about this in terms of if it were Russia, found out about it in August. Now, the election was in November. That's a lot of time. He did nothing about it. Why did he do nothing about it?
Few other issues that were covered at this press conference. NATO. Poland really wanted President Trump to reaffirm his commitment to NATO, and today President Trump did that, maybe not using as quite as strong a language as the Polish president would have liked, but he still reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO and troops, all the U.S. troops that are here in Poland, about 1,000 of them dedicated to the alliance's buildup that went into effect right after Russian-backed forces invaded Ukraine back in 2014. So that was an important sticking point. And then, of course, they also talked about trade. Poland just started buying U.S. LNG, or liquefied natural gas. And in perhaps the funniest moment of this whole press conference, Robin Heather, President Trump said, maybe we'll get the price up a little bit. I'm a good negotiator, of course. Yeah. President Trump loving to sell his deal-making skills.
I think he said that President Duda was a good negotiator, that he had such a great price, and he's trying to get that price coming up, which I thought was funny as well.
He said, anybody here available to negotiate?
Well, having a little bit of fun here, you know, better to be talking about these sort of things than, you know, threats to the president, threats to other officials, and some of the ideology that's been flying around so loosely, you know, to what benefit? You know, this is the thing that Main Street America is saying. Look, we need a president to be on the job overseas. He seems to be very effective outside of the Beltway, doesn't he? I think so. And, you know, in overseas, this is going to drive the left absolutely bonkers. And, you know, and he brings up a good point. You know, where was President Obama in this whole situation, who knew as early as August, maybe even July possibly, that Russia was meddling with the, meddling with the whole election process, with the campaigns out there. And he chose to do nothing. And, of course, there's a lot of conjecture and offering that maybe the president was so confident that Hillary is going to win that he didn't want to prejudice it in any way or to act like he was interfering. I mean, this is just one incredible mess. And meanwhile, we've got a special prosecutor, you know, with all kinds of attorneys and a open, you know, an open checkbook. at our expense? Is it worth it all? I don't know, and I don't mind you asking that question at all. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Keep asking questions. We'll keep looking for the answers.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is still our mission, to get this country back on track to where, you know, all the money that's being spent on behalf of the people can be most effective. As we're off track, you've got to know we lose power, and by power, I mean force of the investments that we make on behalf of this country. And I'm talking about the tax money that we invest in our government. And, you know, this is what many Americans are complaining everywhere I go. They're going, look at this, this country has been brought to a grinding slowdown and obstructionism at every turn here. And it's very frustrating for we, the people, that want to see our country operating. We want Democrats and Republicans to get together. We want them talking about the major issues that we're concerned about, tax reform and health care. With us right now is the former lieutenant governor from Florida, best-selling author, title of her book, When You Get There. She was in the Florida State Legislature for over 7 years, and a small business owner, and a vet, a former Navy veteran, and a former executive director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. Jennifer Carroll is back with us. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Bill. How are things going?
Hey, it's going great. A couple of days after, you know, the 4th of July, our 241st birthday, a great celebration. And I say, let's get the momentum and the, you know, the feelings that we enjoyed for a moment. And let's carry those forward and make a difference, not only in our country, but around the world.
You know, this is one thing that I find really interesting and fascinating, that when the holidays come, whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Independence Day, we get all hyped up just for that moment, and then we forget the next day that we have a sovereign nation that we ought to be proud of all the time. When I travel overseas and I see the nationalist feelings that is in Turkey or China, anywhere else, every day they're proud of their nation. Every day they're singing the national anthem with pride. Even the youngest of young that I see really stand tall at attention when the national anthem is playing. And I go to a football game here. Some people have their hands on their hearts. Some people don't salute the flag when it comes by. And it just seems that we get so complacent and forget the true freedoms and liberties that we really have in this country and who made those things possible, our strong, fighting, fearless men and women that have served over time for our military to stay strong.
Well, Jennifer, you bring up an important point here. I mean, we've had presidents of the United States that somehow have not been educated. I mean, educated and made aware of what they're supposed to do. You know, that hands are to the side when their hands should be over their heart. You know, and this is a poor example. I mean, it says that our culture has missed something in translation here, that somehow this is not being passed down. Go ahead.
It goes to our school.
Yeah.
When we took out civic education from our schools and we want to be revisionist with our history, you cannot change what happened in the past. What you could do is embrace that knowledge, and if you don't like what happened in the past, do things better so that our future could be even better and brighter. But when we gloss over what has happened in the past, and or we don't want to share the history with our young children, and we want to take all of the things that have made this country what it is in our civics education from our leaders and our lessons learned, then we have a lost generation that we're seeing now in the millennials and our younger generation.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, I mean, we've got football players that have made a lot of money that refuse to stand because they're defiant for what they believe America represents. And I think what they have in their mind is a misrepresentation of this country. I mean, you have to abandon a lot of our great history to believe that America has been deleterious to its citizens and to the world at large, when there are so many things. I mean, I'm not claiming by any iota, and you're not either, that we are a perfect country. But I think comparatively, we're a pretty darn good country.
Well, absolutely. And for those people that want to continuously bash this country, first of all, there's no nation, no country that is so perfect that they don't have their scars. That's number one. Number two, for those people, they have not truly traveled to other countries to experience cultures and the lack of opportunities that they have there. Number three, I don't see a whole bunch of people clamoring to leave the United States to go live somewhere else. As a matter of fact, when they go somewhere else, mm-hmm. they want to hurry back to come home. When I was in the military going on deployment 6 months at a time to foreign lands, I kissed the ground of the United States when I came back. And I'm an immigrant to this country. Mm. And my parents and I, we were assimilated into this country, and I chose to represent my country in the United States military. But a lot of people have never left the shores, have never left our borders to really see and appreciate what they do have here in this country.
Well, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you a question, and if it's unfair, that's okay, only because you're former military and you would understand this. But one question that comes up, people have noticed that the U.S. flag is reversed when it's on an arm patch of the U.S. military. Can you explain why it's reversed?
It goes in when you're looking at it, if it's your eyes.
Yes.
So if you're looking at it, it may look reversed, but then the person's looking at it, it doesn't look reversed.
Right. Well, and
it's kind of like seeing something out of your rearview mirror.
Right. A little bit of that. And then also they say that it's because of the way the flag sits on, because the idea is that the U.S. flag dips for no man or king. Tim Marshall, the author of Worth Dying For, The Power and Politics of Flag, explains why American flags are reversed on military uniforms. And he says that certainly comes up quite a bit when they see that it's reversed. And he brings to mind, first of all, that if you notice in the Olympic ceremonies, the American flag is the only one that doesn't dip to the head of state of the host country.
And it should not either.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not a mark of disrespect to them. It's a mark of respect for the American flag. Now, for those of us who fought to defend the flag, it is grievous when we're at a sporting event, like you say, and people are moving around, and disrespectful when the national anthem is played or when the colors are brought out. That is a time to draw pause. We draw pause because of what it represents, the people that paid the ultimate price, the rich history that we've been so blessed with. It's all in its totality. But if you do not have any skin in the game and you haven't participated, you miss out on the richness of the tradition, the culture, and the meaning behind the flag, don't you?
Well, absolutely. Let me go back to the uniform to share with you. So when the flag, the stars of the flag faces forward, mm-hmm. so it may appear reversed to, again, the eye of the person looking at it, but it's so that the flag is flown to the right. If you notice when a stand of the flags is put on a podium, the U.S. flag is always flown to the right of the person standing on the podium.
Exactly.
I just want to share that. Also, too, and I frequent a lot of games because my son is a professional NFL player, mm-hmm. and it really boggles And it tugs at my heart when I see people talking and being disrespectful during that. It's a brief moment for the national anthem and when it's played. And to just take that pause to appreciate your country's national anthem, that flag that's flying for freedom, that flag that many have borne the scars and have lost their lives to protect. And then again, comparing that to when I go overseas and I see how from the smallest of children will stand at attention and
exactly.
recite the national anthem.
Jennifer, Carol, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More from Jennifer on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, you're talking, we're listening, and meanwhile, we're also pursuing the truth, because it's one thing to have an opinion But obviously, I think you would agree it's better to have the truth behind that, because in the absence of fact or truth, opinion rules. We got a lot of opinion flying around. That's okay. It's a good exercise to have. But at the end of the day, if we're going to solve anything, we want to do it based on the fact. I believe you would agree with that. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we're back with Jennifer Carroll, former Lieutenant Governor of Florida, best-selling author, When You Get There, the proud mother of an NFL player who now was in Philadelphia, now with the Cowboys, America's team in Dallas. So she's going to be traveling to Texas a lot more these days, right, Jennifer?
That's right. The Lone Star State is going to see good victory this year.
Well, good fun. Hey, I want to get your response to Kim Jong-un up in the ante, fires off an ICBM that, conceivably could strike a lot of areas here in the mainland United States of America. And you can sense that the Trump administration is not messing around anymore. I think we've ridden the hope of China being able to help out here. The international community, Nikki Haley, to her credit, brought it to point yesterday. But something's around the corner, and I think we're beyond a serious spot here now.
Well, the problem that we're experiencing in North Korea right now is that the sanctions was about to break North Korea about 10 years ago. And under President Obama, he laxed those sanctions. So North Korea has found themselves more in an economically secure position. They're not really relying on China that much. So with their developed world that they're in, Kim Jong-un is stealing his oats. And since he's been able to have his way for the past 8 years under President Obama, he's pushing the envelope. So sanctions is really not going to be the way to go for the U.S. and its allies at this time. What the U.S. and its allies really need to do is wrap up their imagery, their electronic intelligence. And I'm surprised I'm not hearing anyone talking about disrupting their flow of supply. Mm-hmm. Because in order for them to develop their ICBMs to the next level, they need to get other supplies for building these munitions. Where are they getting it from? Is it from Iraq? Is it from China? Is it from Russia? And
right.
Imagery and intelligence, satellite intelligence, will be able to give us that information. The bad thing that we don't have diplomatic relations in North Korea, and Kim Jong-un is very close-knit with the people that he would let have knowledge about what he's doing. So our human asset is lacking in North Korea. So we have to rely on those electronic intelligence. So if we can disrupt their supply, we can disrupt his ability to further arm himself with nuclear weapons. Additionally, this last missile that they launch, we don't even know if it'll be able to carry a warhead. Mm. There's one thing launching at the weight that it's launching, but if you put a warhead on that, how far would the trajectory be?
Exactly. Well, a lot is up in the air, as they say, so to speak, on this whole situation. And you look for ground intelligence, the DMZ right there keeping an eye on this. From what I understand, the eyes of the Pentagon was all over this. They saw them prepping. They knew it was coming, and they could see it unfold. And, of course, the question was, where was the Pentagon? Why didn't they shoot it down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, too, we have the capability to intercept these ICBMs. I mean, we're not going to, President Trump is not going to say, expose all of our secrets of what we can do to defend ourselves. But let's not get complacent here, because we never know when these guys are going to get so crazy they really want to test us. But if you see things happening and you see the supply chain of the parts and pieces that's coming in to manufacture these missiles, then you need to backtrack and stop that flow of supply, intercept that supply chain, so that they don't have the capability to do that.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's got to be choked off. I mean, a bit of this, Jennifer, that I've been watchful of and concerned a bit is that is this Iraq 2.0 Saddam Hussein was beating his chest, claiming to have weapons of mass destruction. Of course, it was actually demonstrated with what he did with the Kurds. He led the international community to believe the UN sanctions. I mean, how many UN sanctions were approved, but not followed up on very well, to leave the United States no other recourse but to come in and invade Iraq?
And that will be a problem for President Trump, particularly if he goes it alone. Mm-hmm. And if we do something that really destroys, kill people, mm-hmm. if we had some sort of attack on North Korea and we go it alone, can you imagine the liberal left, how they're going to react and respond to something like that? They're going to call them all warmonger, killing mm-hmm. innocent children and women, and it's just going to be a total mess. So the president cannot go it alone. It has to be strategic, whereby we can try to do something without having an attack to North Korea. And again, choking off the supply chain would be the best way to go. Figure in the past few years, North Korea has developed about 3 or 4 types of new missiles.
Exactly.
So they're getting material to create these new weapons, mm-hmm. and they're going to perfect it. It's just a matter of time. So we need to stop them before they get a chance to perfect it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Great insight on that, Jennifer Carroll. Let me ask you about voter fraud. As Lieutenant Governor, you were sensitive about voter fraud here in the state of Florida, and now we have a President's Commission on voter fraud, which I think is worthwhile. I think more so than this special counsel that we have right now chasing a crime that hasn't been made, and it's like a fishing expedition right now that seems to be taking place at the people's expense. I mean, lots of money invested in this deal, but I'm saying, let's have a commission. If anything, I was hoping that the special commission would be looking at voter fraud in large, even though you have a former president, a former attorney general, and Eric Holder saying voter fraud doesn't exist whatsoever in America. And I say, well, if that's the case, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud if it doesn't exist?
Well, we haven't prosecuted enough people, but some people have been prosecuted. But when those prosecutions occur, you very seldom hear about it in the news. It's just a blip. So mm-hmm. they kind of mask that these activities occur. But it happened when I ran for Congress in the 2000 election. I had precincts that were over 110% voter turnout. And that was during a dimple and hanging Chad moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
How do you have 110% voter turnout when we can barely bring out 17 to 20% voter turnout?
Mm-hmm.
So what
yeah, and you were talking about, we were talking off air about where you grew up in Trinidad and what they do to honor the vote. And the response is, leads you to believe that the people of Trinidad respect the vote. And this is why they come out in large numbers. I mean, they dwarf what America does in terms of voting participation.
Well, consistently, the voter turnout in Trinidad is over 80%. And many of these people have to walk a great distance to go to the polls. There's no voting absentee. There's no voting early voting. There's one day to vote and no transportation to take them to the polls if they don't have transportation themselves. And there's no provisional ballot that they have to provide either that they can do on election day. Additionally, in order to get your voter registration, they send out a verifier to the person's address. So anyone registers to vote to the person's address to find out from there neighbors if that person in fact lives there. Can you imagine if we did that in this state?
Oh, wow.
In this country?
Yeah, you imagine the people. And the thing is that when they realize that government, that leadership is respecting the vote and they're going to this extreme, then when they move and they want to make sure that they're registered, right? So they're proactive. They're taking, oh, gosh, what a novel concept here in America. It's called self-responsibility, huh?
Amen to that. One man, one vote.
Yes, amen. Well, Jennifer Carroll has been with us, best-selling author. When You Get There, the book available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
And also on my website at jennifercarroll.com.
Former Lieutenant Governor, the 18th Lieutenant Governor of the proud state of Florida, and she was in the state legislature for 7 years, a small business owner herself, former Executive Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, and a Navy veteran and a proud citizen of the United States that celebrated our 241st birthday a couple of days ago. Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Happy. happy birthday to America. God bless America.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Good to have you along with us 20 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue on. Thank you for joining the good fight as we do everything we can to get this country back on track, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, let us know. Get involved in the conversation here. You're even, because this show is about you and for you as we continue to pursue the truth. As I say, no matter where it leads, if there's something that's that you feel like we need to pay more attention to, by all means, let us know. And again, we're grateful for your participation. We want you to engage the show as we continue to engage the culture and the things that matter so much to you. Appreciate Jennifer Carroll coming on, as the breadth of experience that she's had. And even as she was telling me off the air, as a former Navy vet, when she would go on deployment and come back and kiss the ground, you know, as she came back to, you know, came back to the United States and understanding that we are the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's still about liberty, ladies and gentlemen. But we have to understand that with liberty comes responsibility. It's just not liberty at any cost, regardless of one another. I mean, we have to think of what we're doing for our fellow citizens. Are we adding? Are we taking away? Are we adding to the proposition of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? We have to be concerned about everyone's pursuit of happiness. And that pursuit doesn't mean that you get it by entitlement. It means that you have to pursue it. That's the action word. You cannot just sit back and let it come to you. It just doesn't happen that way. You know, we end up in a situation where it's easy to talk about the haves and have-nots. You get people with these socialistic ideas that say, oh, wouldn't it be nice? You know, but yeah, but how do you do that? How do you do that with, you know, without upending everything and taking away the incentive? I mean, this is what happens time and again. This is, frankly, you know, one of the problems I had working for unions. When I had experiences in my broadcasting career and working for a union, everybody was paid the same. And it didn't matter if the other person didn't put as much time into their job. You know, yes, sometimes they got fired. Sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they were just allowed to hang on and be a poor incentive to everybody else that was on the team that was busting their hump for the sake of what we were producing and what we were putting out on the air. And but they sat there and they went to the pay window like everybody else and got paid the same, just like everyone else, and did less than acceptable work. And this is disheartening because you get that peer group. You know, you get the people who work there and see this, and they're affected by it. It discourages them. So you say, what is the incentive to work hard? You know, I'll just put in a mediocre job. Well, the only incentive is what you feel at the end of the day, you yourself. And but it sometimes it's not as easy, you know, because you're constantly reminded that, hey, the other person's getting paid as much as you do for doing half the work. But because you have this pride to do the best you can and feel good about it, then, you know, that's what you hold on to. And I believe this is what's been missing here in the recent years, is that people are looking for a job they can be proud about, that they can say, look, at if nothing else, that they put in a good day's work and they earned their wage and, you know, feel good. And this is why, you know, the people in leadership need to understand what the forgotten man and woman is looking at and how some of these bureaucratic jobs have been set up in such a way, all under the guise that these people are just so special, these people that are in these positions, and we have to pay them an inordinate amount of money, give them all kinds of benefits, give them benefits that you know, you go, wait a minute, how can they do that? And their argument is, well, you know, at major companies, this is what the pay packages look like. Well, we're a big entity, you know, at the expense of the people, but, you know, how can this be regarded as competent when the sum total of all the bureaucracies has generated over $20 trillion in debt? And we have fraud and waste abounding. Again, I'm so grateful for Tom Coburn, who we had a chance to visit with a couple of months back, what he used to produce for us on behalf of We the People, this government waste book. And I think the last report that he had demonstrated that there was over $450 billion in duplicative waste. And President Trump's team came in and saw the same thing. They saw that there was, like, I don't know, 17 agencies that, you know, had overlapping responsibilities. And there was no one person in charge of it all. Nobody was accountable. So, you know, so case in point, we have all this waste going on. And this is why many Americans are grateful that we have somebody with a business acumen in the White House addressing some of these issues that, you know, heretofore have been just ignored. It's like, okay, well, that's business as usual. Well, business as usual got us in debt, and we have incompetency reigning. And dare I say, there's got to be a lot of people within the government that are so discouraged and disappointed because they want to do a good job, but everybody else says, hey, look, slow down, man. You're moving too fast. You're making us look bad. You know, that kind of stuff happens. And it's happening in our government. And, you know, and I think about their spirit. I think about the spirit of these people that just want to do right by their position, do right by the stockholders, which is you and me, the people who continue to invest in this country. Of course, we have no choice. The IRS come knocking at your door faster than maybe the Secret Service would go knocking on Madonna's door or Kathy Griffin's door. You know, they want to talk to you because they, hey, look at, you better pay up. Because they are more than weaponized and they can ruin your day in more ways than one, as we know, for those of us that have had that knock on the door. But the fact of the matter is that we need to do something about it. And it's been a long time coming. And this is why America revolted in November. And what the Democrats are missing out on, and others that are so ideologically fixed, is that, okay, fine, so you're upset with the government. Well, what's your solution? You know, your solution is calling the president an idiot and trying to defame him and invalidate his presidency. That's your solution. You know, some of the stuff that's going on, you know, Tucker Carlson the other night was talking about Maxine Waters. Here's Maxine Waters. She's a carpetbagger there in Los Angeles. I knew that, you know, having come from, you know, the Southern California area, now based out of Florida. But I saw what was happening. I mean, she lives in the wealthiest zip code in Southern California. She's not about to live amongst her constituents. And they're hammering her. I mean, even her constituents who are not in the most prosperous area of Southern California, you know, they're going, wait a minute, what is this impeachment stuff? What are you doing? What are you doing to get this country back on track? What are you doing to help we the people? And good for them. Good for them for putting pressure on her. But she's so ideologically fixed, and she's been, you know, such a brand, I guess you could say, you know, an iconic symbol in Congress, that people aren't about to, you know, really, really challenge her, except the people back home that know she's MIA, and all this ideology and all this froth that she's whipping up. You know, to what purpose? How does that get our country back on track? You mean to tell me that she and the others who want to get Trump impeached, that they can't find something to agree with him on, that they can't come to him and say, look, I'm passionate about this issue. I'm passionate about my constituents who seem to be getting the short end of the stick. You really think that President Trump is not going to want to sit down with them and talk to her about it? But I think it makes it really difficult to want to have this conversation if you're calling the President of the United States an idiot and that somehow he's mentally deficient. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
We promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the
hint. Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're joined by Carmen Ash, a powerful and true story that she's written about. And out of it came, I Have a Purpose, in her website, ihaveapurpose.com, which is going to motivate you to fight through your own challenge and discover your own purpose in life. Carmen Ash, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine, Bill. Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, great to have you here to encourage so many who have experienced the hard knocks of life. And when these hard knocks come in, Carmen, you have to decide, am I going to be better or am I going to be bitter? There are two roads that are before you when we're met with adversity. And for you, you decided to take the road less traveled.
Absolutely, Bill. And that has a lot to do with my upbringing. I was raised in a traditional Catholic upbringing, mm-hmm. where my mother drilled the importance of religion, faith, and hope. And that has allowed me and got me through some of the most horrific circumstances. But I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. There's a lesson behind everything that we go through in life.
Exactly.
It's how we come out of it that determines who we become.
It's like I tell my kids, I think I've said this already today once before, but it comes back to light that experience defines preference. You know, God told Caleb many, many years ago, as he was down in the mouth and depressed, he said, let me tell you, buddy, he says, if you choose right, will it not go right for you? And that is a bit of advice that has gone through the millennia that we have ignored. It's right there from God's lips to our ears, if you have ears to listen and to hear the important message. It really is very simple when it comes down to it, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, like you said earlier, you could be bitter or you can be better. Mm-hmm. I choose to be better.
Well,
and not just better, I choose to help others, to uplift and encourage, because everyone's coping mechanism is different. I would say don't compare yourself with anyone else. You know, once someone's tragedy, they can deal with it very well, and some can't. We know ourselves better than anyone else. So we have to allow ourselves to heal and to cope and then to take charge of whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, domestic violence. We are in control of the situation.
Well, when you think about how precious your life is and who you are as a daughter of God, made in His image, you know, sometimes we read over that and we really do not stop and really meditate on just how significant that is, that you are a daughter of the Most High God. That's pretty powerful, you know, when you think about it.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's so simple, but we tend to overlook the simple things because we're always rushing. Everything is yesterday for us. If we take a moment and just appreciate and understand that we are all God's children, that we all are created equal, and that we need to uplift and encourage one another instead of bringing each other down.
Well, being like most of us, if not all of us, Carmen, you lived life and you made some hard choices. And you don't have the exclusivity on hard choices or bad choices. We've all have been there, done it, bought the T-shirt and lived to regret it. And then we were redeemed. For those of us that have been redeemed, I'd say the only difference between those that have and have not is that those that have, I pray that you do not waste a lot of time for your redemption, for it draws nigh even at this very moment, because what I'm saying to you right now is not out of my own strength and my own mind. I believe it's something that needs to be said right now, and that's why it's coming out. So for those that that need to have, as the Bible says, that word that is looking for its mate, my prayer is that word would find its mate in your heart and make a difference so that you would realize the redemption, that you would realize a loving God who says, look, at the deal is still on. You know, from the very, even before you were born, there was a purpose defined for your life. And you know that. I mean, instinctively, we know that. It's that purpose, Carmen, I'm sure, that woke you up in the middle of the night many times. It kept gnawing at you. And you wonder, what is that all about? Because it looks like it's so far away. But God is telling you, no, not really.
Absolutely, Bill. And we all have that inner voice, like you said. You know, before I even wrote the book, I knew the title. It was called I Have a Purpose, because I've always known that I have a purpose. But writing the book is one thing, but I created a platform to bring self-awareness, because there are so many people out there who get lost in this journey of life, who forget what their purpose is. You know, so I'm trying to bring a platform where people will realize that you're not alone. You know, your story is not different. It's how you get through it. And sometimes we need to uplift each other and help one another.
Well, let's talk about your story. How this came about. You mentioned in the book that you made some poor choices, and you found yourself in a situation where you were being abused, right?
Absolutely. Well, my abuse started at the tender age of 7, and it was my oldest brother. And after that, I was in a domestic violence situation with an ex-boyfriend, and I ran away from home, but I didn't run to be with him. I ran because I had a very domineering father who found out that I had had sex at 16 and said I had to get married. So I ran from one situation that I thought was bad into a worse situation. So that was very difficult for me, but I needed to find my way out because I was never exposed to that upbringing. My parents never even argued. So for me to have been beaten and cut and broken nose, that was a whole new life for me.
Oh, wow.
But luckily, you know, God sent me my husband, who gave me faith again in men, and he allowed me to see that not all men are bad, that there are good guys out here, and I was able to experience true love.
And Tony, right? Tony was your husband.
Yes.
Who had a heart attack. And as
at
things,
48.
Here you are. You are redeemed. You're back on track. You find a loving husband. He has a heart attack and passes at the age of 48. Wow. So what happens next for Carmen Nash?
Wow. That was a difficult time for me. For the last couple of years, I was alive but not living. Mm. And as I mentioned, I started writing the book 8 years ago when he was alive, and he was my number one fan. But I put it down because I was not ready to share. 3 years ago, I picked it up and started writing again, and I found it to be extremely therapeutic for me, and I'm feeling alive again. I feel like I'm living, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's not just I've channeled this love that I have for him into something positive, into helping others cope with whatever through my journey. If I can save someone, if someone can see things different, you know, because no one's immune from hurt and pain. It's how you deal with it.
Exactly. What would you say to those women who find themselves today in an abusive relationship? What is your encouragement to them?
I would, every situation is different, but I would first say that we as a society have improved tremendously on those topics, but I find that we as individuals still have a hard time talking about it. For women, we all have a friend or a family member that we can talk to, and they can perhaps take you to the next stage if you're not ready and assist you. But I would say that make sure that you have a plan. Have always a plan of action. Just don't say, I'm leaving, and then you have to go back, and because then it becomes a cycle. Mm-hmm. But before you leave, make sure you have a plan, and then ask yourself this one question, is this what I really want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, plan and people. You need those other components to come into play, because we, like in anything, good or bad, we don't do this on our own. You're a small business owner. You rely on the other people, you know, that come into your company that participate in the vision that you have, and they're blessed as a result of doing that. So I would think it would be the same way. In order to get out of the darkness and into the light, is you have a plan and you have a you have people to come alongside and help you realize that plan, right?
Oh, absolutely. You need the support. And that's why I said, you know, we all have that one family or friend. And there's many programs out there to help women. You know, now it's not they can't talk to anybody. Now it's all about, there's so many different programs that we as women can go to and seek the professional help if you feel that you don't want to share it with your family for fear of judgment. There are too many programs out there that we can go to seek that help and that advice.
Exactly. How were you able to rise out of poverty and against the shadows of discrimination? We've got about, you know, it's a big question, and we have just a short amount of time here, Carmen, but I'm going to let you wrap this up here with your answer, if you would.
Oh, absolutely. I would say that my work ethic, my father instilled in us, helped a lot. He was one who automatically said to us, you never ask for handouts, you work for yours. So that helped me get to the next level. I knew I wanted more. I knew I wanted better.
Well,
so
Carmen, we have to leave it right there. IHaveAPurpose.com is where you want to go.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grace 100%.